You know what they say about airing dirty laundry? Keep it in the family, especially if your family is part of a highly secretive dictatorship. Apparently, they missed that message in Syria. A cousin of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has been going public with his grievances. In a series of Facebook videos, Rami Makhlouf has been complaining about injustices being unleashed on him and his business. The World's Shirin Jafari spoke with a few Syrians about the videos. They say, bring the popcorn.
The scandal even has a nickname. Syrians are calling it the Makhlouf Musalsal. Musalsals are popular TV series that typically air during Ramadan. Only this one is playing out in real life. And the star of this Musalsal is none other than Syria's president Bashar al-Assad and his first cousin Rami Makhlouf.
It is actually very, very suspenseful.
Asar Khattab is a Syrian journalist based in France.
I have friends who have not really cared about following what's happening in Syria. They're Syrians, but they don't really care about following. They've moved on. They went to Germany or to America. But they are sitting and watching those Makhlouf videos because it's just too suspenseful to miss.
And here's why. You've got the Syrian president, a soft-spoken eye doctor and a dictator who's given very few interviews to foreign media since the start of the civil war in 2011. And then there's Rami Makhlouf, Assad's cousin on his mother's side. Makhlouf is a billionaire. His financial empire in Syria spans everything from telecommunications to real estate, construction, and oil. The government in Syria has been a family affair since the 1970s, when Bashar's father, Hafez al-Assad, seized power through a coup. Assad, the father, ruled Syria for 30 years. He groomed his son, Basil, to take over. But he died in a car crash in 1994, and that's how the younger brother, Bashar, became Syria's president. But through the years, the inner workings of the powerful Assad family remained under close wraps. On the surface, President Assad and his cousin, Makhlouf, seemed close.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatihi.
Then, late last month, the Syrian public got a rare glimpse into the secretive world of the ruling clan. Makhlouf posted a video on Facebook. Sitting on the floor of what seems to be a posh villa, Rami Makhlouf explained that the Syrian government has ordered him to pay roughly $250 million in unpaid taxes. I'm happy to pay, he said, because I support you, Mr. President. But how could a person like me steal from his own country? Here's Asar Khattab again.
No one expected to see Rami Makhlouf, the mysterious, strong businessman, cousin of the president, sitting on the floor and pleading to the president, seemingly not having any other means of communicating with his cousin now.
Makhlouf wasn't done. A week later, he posted a second video, and then a third. Bashar, the president, hasn't responded directly, but his government has. One after another, government documents started to pop up online. One gives away how many shares Makhlouf owns in Syria's banks. Another, reportedly issued by the finance ministry, shows an order to seize Makhlouf's assets. Then there's the document that bans Makhlouf from leaving the country.
This is the side of the Syrian state that we have never seen before. Some people view it as that the Assad family has finished devouring the state and its resources, and now they started to devour each other.
It's not exactly clear what is behind this spat between Assad and his cousin, but former Syrian diplomat Bassam Barbandi says it could turn out to be crucial in holding Syrian officials accountable. Barbandi, who worked for the Syrian government until 2013, says the money in dispute is not even in Syria anymore.
I firmly believe the money is outside Syria, in Europe, in Romania, in Dubai, in Moscow.
He thinks American and European officials should be watching this dispute closely.
So if I'm in the Treasury, I think I will see a lot of big money is moving in the market in a way that doesn't make sense. And I think this is opportunity for the Treasury or for US government and the EU in general to confiscate this money or to freeze this money.
The US and EU put Rami Makhlouf under sanctions in 2008. Asar Khattab, the journalist, expects more of this high-level family feud to play out in public. And with every new revelation, he says, Syrians will come to understand more about the family that has ruled their country for five decades. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.